And speaking of that concert, we're about to talk about it right now here on a Juno afternoon. It's Monday, September 14th, 2015, 40 minutes after the hour. And in the studio with me now is Ingvill Vatn. Gutu, welcome to the show, Ingvill.
Thank you so much, Scott.
All the way in from Anchorage.
Yep, and Homer and beyond.
And also joining us in the studio, the one, the only, Mr. Clay Good.
It's good to see you, all the way from 7th Street.
All the way, all the way from downtown Juneau.
Yeah.
All right, you guys are going to be playing downstairs on Thursday night, and everyone's talking about this show.
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty hot.
Good, yeah. Looking forward to it. We hope that people will, you know, make good what they on their promises of showing up, and hopefully they get the tickets before so that they don't go home disappointed without a ticket.
Well, so when Clay played down there with the Rob Cohen Trio, that show sold out, and that was an awesome show. So I'm thinking it's going to sell out, and then with you added to the show.
Well, that's what I'm not
leading
sure.
The show, it's gonna like double sell out.
It'll be quite a draw for sure.
That would be
fresh talent in town.
Who is here? Let's get tickets to the Who.
No one's
concert.
Gonna want to miss it. I know.
It's gonna be fun. 7 o'clock this Thursday night. You can go to ktoo.org right now for tickets.
Yep.
I would go do that soon. It's $12 or $15 at the door.
There's a deal.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I know. It's. Almost
for live hunt. Original composed music.
Yep.
Ingvill, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, okay. What should I start with? That's my counter question to that one, because I tend to have a lot to say.
You have roots.
Direct me.
In Oslo. You
yep.
have roots in New York.
Yep.
Anchorage.
Yep.
Toronto.
Any city with an O in it.
Yeah.
Or any city with more than O in it, like Toronto and Oslo and London. And New York, and yeah, no, that's
long musical history, musical family. Your main instrument's the trumpet, right?
Yeah.
But you play guitar.
Yeah, and other things. I mean, I think anyone can play anything, really. I mean, it just happened that I didn't get a job, so I had more time to practice all those instruments.
That's how that works.
Yeah, that's how it works. So all of the rest of you guys with day jobs, just scrap the day jobs and be multi-instrumental. So right now, though, trumpet is the my big baby, and it's been at least 10 or 12 years where I've really not had any time to practice any other thing. So that's kind of what I do. So the last 5-6 years, I've focused on, and I'm a composer, I should say that. Maybe I'm more of a composer, really, than a performer, in the sense that I rate my own compositions. I'm not scared of people hearing my compositions, but I sometimes get nervous about playing in front of people, right? So I have a lot of confidence in my own music because I didn't write it. It was, it was one of those, I channeled it. It just sort of plopped down, and I wrote it down, and I don't feel like I knew what was coming when any piece was coming. Mm. So it was, I'm very happy to have been there when those pieces were written. And so I like to present them.
And you're on CD number 3, is
yeah,
that right?
Uh-huh.
On the crosswalk?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
more coming.
Let's play a cut off of one just so can exemplify what you do.
Sure,
Set us up for, I think we have Broadway Bomb lined
up.
Oh,
okay,
set
Broadway
this one
Bomb.
Up a little.
Pretty eclectic title. Most of my pieces have some kind of history to them. I've written a lot of music for theater before I kind of concentrated on jazz. So, I am a little bit of a sort of storyteller. And this is a story of an illicit longboard race that takes place in New York every October. So it's coming up soon. People go from 125th Street in Harlem and all the way down to Wall Street. And it started about 15 years ago, and we're like 11 guys with beanies and longboards. Now it's 3,500 people that go, and the police are, totally despair.
Helpless.
Because it's totally, NYPD do not know what to do. And the families and grandmas and, everyone, all longboard enthusiasts, and they just go. You can go on YouTube and see pictures of these crazy guys who just barge through taxis and pedestrians, tourists and whatever.
So this is the musical
tribute.
Version.
Yeah. If you just start, imagine it right from the beginning, you can hear the wheels spinning, and then they kind of go through Midtown, a little bit posher, and then some black places, some kind of other places, and it just sort of goes through the different areas of Manhattan down to the finishing line.
Like the locals who bomb Gold Street.
There you have it.
Tell us where they are in the race right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, probably around about hundreds now.
And, you know, among other things I like about the CD is it does have a narrative arc. It's on the crosswalk, right? It's sort of a journey through New York.
Definitely. It's kind of a... Oh, I try to be not say a million things at once. Yes, it has, if not an arc, it has a couple of different arcs, maybe. Kind of the first 3-4 tunes are pretty New York-y and urban, and then it goes in a little bit more maybe into some kind of introverted things about me and about being a person of the North and someone who likes nature and is nurtured by nature and someone who's, you know, not afraid of checking into their feelings and things like that. And then it sort of goes in and out of that and some of jokey stuff and my own kind of honest attempts of being jazzy and experimental, you know, and it's kind of a lot of different things. In fact, this album was a master's thesis at NYU, so I was torn between trying to fulfill, you know, how it is when you go back to school at a mature age, you're too old to really do that, but you're still trying a little bit to fulfill some kind of brief. So it's a little bit of a schizophrenic album in the sense that it comes, you know, it tries to combine that being in the city and also having a house in Homer.
Clay, you've been playing music with Yngwie a little bit over the last couple of years, it seems like. Tell us about how that's been. And
well, when Yngwie came by Juno and in the spring, we tried desperately to set up a gig. But, you know, sometimes getting a band together is like herding squirrels, particularly in the springtime. But the autumn's a great time for music. You know, the tourists are disappearing and everybody's kind of sticking around town. And it's a good time to get together and play music. And so the first time we played music together was Friday night at the Alaskan with an audience of unsuspecting patrons wondering, what is this going to be?
Patrons, that's so diplomatic.
They were prisoners of our music for an evening. So, I mean, that's kind of the great thing about jazz sometimes is how bare naked it can be. We just stepped up there cold and did what we could.
Mm-hmm. I'm still sorry about that, but I'm very proud of you. I mean, I was really... Oh, what could have been a nasty thing to do to you guys, but it wasn't.
It can be a little
really
fearsome for certain. We weren't like playing standards that we know. I mean, Robert knows a million tunes, but here we are faced with some really great compositions, really challenging compositions that we've had a chance to run through before Yngwie got to town, but, you know, mostly just to scare ourselves by trying to play them. And because her pieces are formidable and it's really exciting to be given the opportunity to take a stab at them for sure.
Wow. What can we expect on Thursday night, you two?
Well, we were talking about that last night or yesterday. We've been kind of trying to get together every day because we've got, you know, five. It's kind of like the wedding is on Thursday and this is an arranged marriage, you know, and we're just trying desperately to figure out what each other likes and things like that before the big night, you know.
Yeah. And before we consummate.
Yeah. So that well, it's a family audience also, right? So let's okay. Yeah. So but no, we agreed that we're going to really go for it. We're going to be fearless but not stupid, as in the sense that we'll just want to play together, you know. And I think this is a really cool chance to for everybody to get together and try to experience just being in the same space together when we make music. And that's what we need an audience for. We need people to come and give us kind of nonverbal feedback. When you listen, you're doing a lot more than you think. You know, we who play music, we feel what you're, how our music strikes you. And it's a kind of a nonverbal feedback back to us. And without an audience, it's really kind of, you know, it could be good just to meet each other. But you can expect to be part of an event that really is still, you know, kind of in the making, experimental, finding new things in the music that I probably know the music best, but maybe I don't by Thursday, you know, right? Maybe I'll find a lot of new things that Rob and Clay and Alexi are bringing to the show.
We'll do our part to turn a few of the tunes on their head for sure. Yeah.
Thank you.
And we do, you know, it is a live television recording, but we do like to encourage our audiences to give feedback. It's certainly, we don't want it to be a sterile
environment. No, that's great. Yeah. And we're going to be, you know, some of the tunes are going to be some not free improvs that are crazy, but there's room for a lot of room for everybody to contribute things there. Some tunes are more thoroughly composed, but there's a kind of a variety of approaches, but overall approach is, hey, what can we do with this? And, you know, an hour of jazz. Jazz meaning creative, friendly togetherness.
Yeah, collaboration. Communication, for sure. Yeah. I think part of what made the Friday night and Saturday night at the Alaskan sort of fun was the folks who were there were surprised, you know, by the freshness of it. And I hope that that's what we bring to it Thursday.
Yeah. It's true. They really dug it, you know. People, I had not thought that all the patrons at the Alaskan were going to dig it, but they really did appreciate it, and I appreciate it, you know. So it became a really nice experience, Peter.
If you had to compare your jazz Ingville to someone else, might be a hard question, but I did like one quote that I saw on your website, something you quoted Miles Davis. It's not the notes you play, it's the notes you don't play.
Yeah, well, I'm changing that because I'm getting better. let's see. That last part is actually true. I've kind of come to a little point of the last month where I've realized that what I've been practicing for about a year, new technique, I got a new mouthpiece. I've worked on a good friend of mine, Ingrid Jensen, who's a world's amazing trumpet player. She kicked my butt a lot when I go visit her, and she said this, and then I just said and then I run away, and I've been doing that for a year, and it's kind of paying off. So I'm trying to play more notes. But it's true. I do believe that it's not the point, really. I think as the composer of the tunes, I can already hear a lot of what's going on. Who was it that I listened to the other day? Jan Garbrek. Same thing, you know, you're an orchestrator on stage with the others, and you're just really trying to get everyone to move in the same direction. So who does that? I would like to compare myself to Miles Davis in the sense that you kind of give people freedom, but he was also scaring the heck out of his band members, and I take the opposite approach. I stroke them tremendously.
Lots of praise. and patience.
Yes. So I don't know. Style-wise, I think I'm all over the place. I'm experimenting a lot. But, you know, I have a Scandinavian background and kind of European, although I'm getting my feet into, you know, I like things by Ralph Alessi, Steve Tressler, Ingrid Jensen, her sister, Christine. I'm aspiring to be the new Maria Schneider in my next big band project. And so, you know, I've started to hook into what's going on right now, which is kind of exciting. Otherwise, before I was going to say Mozart.
Yeah. All right. Well, this concert is this Thursday at 7 p.m. here in the K2 building in the At 360. So I think it's going to be a really good one. Ingvild Vatngutu and the Rob Cohen Trio. Cameras roll sharp at 7 p.m. Mm. So please make sure you're here before.
I will.
Ingvo, we need you a little bit before 7. Yeah. What else should we tell folks? Go to ktoo.org for the tickets. It's going to be an awesome show.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to have CDs for sale. I even have T-shirts. And people can just come and all that merch that they didn't get a chance to get all the months before, you know, they just, now is the time to buy, you know, you're going to get your dividends soon.
It's the holiday season. Yeah,
the holiday
Support
season.
An Alaskan musician. Yeah.
If people want to listen to my music in advance to go, well, who is this person? I have a website, which is yvgmusic.com, and you can go there and you just can also look up my name on iTunes and all these places, and you can hear little snippets of it. Of course, it's not the same as hearing it live, and we are in Juneau. The albums are recorded in New York and Anchorage. So different musicians, different vibes, but you know, you get an idea if people are curious.
Clay, what should we expect from you?
Oh, from me, you should expect me to be watching furiously as I hold on by the skin of my teeth.
Triplets, lots of triplets. Yes.
It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank
I wish
you.
We had more time.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I'll see you on Thursday night at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Right
Be
on.
There. All Thank right. you. See ya.